Most schools are out for summer now, but let's hear about one last educational experience Central Illinois high school students had before going off the clock. It involves doctors and dead bodies. GLT correspondent Brianna Groh reports on a unique high school curriculum, the Cadaver Lab, in the small town of Leroy, population about 3,600 in McLean County.
On any given Saturday morning, the average teen might be getting ready for work, heading to practice or a game, or maybe even sleeping in. But at 8 a.m. on this particular day, a group of around 30 high school students are the only teens in the entire country spending the weekend with cadavers. They've willingly given up 4 hours every Saturday morning over the last several months to study gross anatomy at the law office of Dr. Tom Plura in Leroy. With scrubs, lab coats, glasses, and clipboards, the high schoolers look like the real medical professionals many of them want to someday become. Working in small groups, the students buzz around each of the three cadavers laid out on exam tables inside the lab. Today's lab is dubbed the Gland Finale. The students are tasked with identifying all 12 glands of the human body. After about 30 minutes, anatomist Dr. Martha Sweeney and Proctor Jim Zalesnik circle the room to check the students' work. Dr. Sweeney stops to help a group of students at one of the two male cadavers. They can't seem to find the final two glands.
It's just the liver.
The liver's the gland?
Oh.
Okay. So it's the kidney gland? So it's the kidney gland too?
Yes.
At the female cadaver, Zalesnik helps the students identify another gland they've missed. He gestures inside the body's chest, just below the neck.
Right down in here. Started with a T. Remember we talked about it with all we can see in the rest of the cadavers because they're old is just a little piece of fat anymore left. Thymus gland. And remember the thymus gland.
Zalesnik explains the thymus gland, part of the body's immune system, disappears as we age. The students are just 17 and 18 years old, and yet they're dealing with subject matter most adults shy away from. But Lisa Tomlin, who teaches advanced placement biology at Normal Community West High School and serves as a proctor for the lab, says the students take a different approach to the experience.
For these young people, the capacity that they have for learning really has made this maybe be an easy transition for them, that in death, these people are still teaching. And so they're looking at it, I think, maybe a little differently. It's not as the end, but really another phase of what the body can do for the future. And so they seem to be able to handle it, honestly, better than most adults that we have come through the doors.
Normal Community High School senior Jake Simonson says while his first day in the lab was a lot to take in, he got used to it pretty quickly.
I really like just getting to learn like a bunch of stuff that I had no idea even existed in our body. Like, it's really cool to see like on the cadaver and then think about how that is, that part of the body is working like in your own body to keep you alive. And that's just like really interesting to think about, that we're all like have the same anatomy going on and like we are able to see it like firsthand on a real human body.
That excitement about studying medicine is the reason Dr. Tom Plura founded the lab nearly 6 years ago. He hopes the program will inspire students to join the medical practice in some fashion. Dr. Plura says his undergraduate gross anatomy class was the formative experience of his time in school.
Far and away, that was the best class that I ever had, and I want to open that up. There's no reason why you can't offer a similar program to area high school students.
And for the students who do decide to pursue a career in medicine, Dr. Plura says the program gives them a real leg up.
This isn't just somebody watching a doctor or a college professor dissect. The high school students are actually in there dissecting from day one. So there isn't any better way to learn, in my opinion, for a student other than to just jump in and do it.
Mitch Augustine, a senior at Normal Community West High School, says there's another advantage to being in the program.
Actually, this is the only high school experience you can put on your medical school application, so that's like amazing. And then like if we were to actually go through the physiology and anatomy during class, we would know more than most students in the class, which would be pretty cool.
Leroy School District Superintendent Gary Tipsard says the students aren't the only ones gaining valuable experience in the lab.
You have teachers in our high schools who are teaching anatomy to students who, when they proctor in that lab, they get some of the best professional development that is available anywhere. And so now they can translate that over to 40, 50, 60 kids that they're teaching in their classrooms. So there are so many layers to the impact of trying to do things like this that have a much more significant benefit than what you just see inside the lab.
Tipsert says, to his knowledge, the lab in Leroy is still the only program in the nation that allows high school students to dissect cadavers. He credits the lab's singularity to the innovative partnership between Dr. Plura and the school district. Dr. Plura works with the McLean County Medical Society to buy the bodies. Tipsert and the school district build the curriculum, recruit area students, and secure proctors for the lab. The district also contributes money from a special programming fund to support the lab.
And so when you bring those two types of things together, so business and industry that's willing to do something non-traditional and an educational system willing to do something non-traditional, all to the benefit of young people, that is what made it possible. And that's not everybody embraces that idea.
Tipsert says he continues to hear from educators looking to start their own lab.
Tremont has hosted one in the Peoria area, and we continue to talk to people in the Champaign area about the potential of hosting one in the Champaign area, and we'll see where those things go. But our hope would be that we simply open the door of opportunity for other schools so that we're no longer the only one. That's our hope.
After their final lab, the students turn in letters they've written to the families of the deceased. Mitch and her classmate Michael McKee explained the letters are meant to show their appreciation to the families for supporting their loved one's decision to donate their body.
So it was basically just thank you for helping us with this opportunity to learn about the human body.
Yeah, we couldn't get like really, well, detailed or like too personal because this is like someone's loved one, like they're actual people, but at the same time, like show our appreciation for that opportunity.
And we also told them what we were going into to show like this was not a waste and this, like, we actually used what they gave us.
Dr. Plura says he hears similar feedback from students that show they understand just how unique an opportunity they've been given.
I haven't had not one single student say, no, I'm unhappy that I took the class. Not one. They all just are enamored by it. So I'm confident we're doing the right thing.
The students are confident as well. Several have gone on to medical school to become nurses, veterinarians, and yes, doctors. I'm Brianna Groh.